everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and once again, happy birthday tomorrow. 30 years old. That young lady is my announcer for a long time. She started basically, I think the first time she ever recorded anything for me and was the announcer, she was in the second grade. 30 years old now, married, living all over the world, doing some really cool stuff. She is, her latest adventure is she has become a kite surfer, which is what Bo was really into, her husband. And they are, one of the reasons the location they are is Lake Arenal in Costa Rica, northern part of
Costa. What's a kite surfer?
It's a kite. It's flying a kite, big kite. Hers is, I don't know, 7 meters or something across, big kites, and you're on a kind of like a snowboard in the water.
And you have to balance and everything?
Yeah.
Wow, that's some good core strength.
Now, Bo thinks that he's going to get me into it when we go see him, but he's got another thing coming. Looks way too dangerous. But anyway, they're both into it. He's a pro. He teaches it, and she has learned how to do it pretty well, too. So anyway, that's what's going on with her. This hour is brought to you by, and by the way, that's Mary Rose that you'll talk to when you call in at 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by DirtDoctor.com, by the Organic Club of America, which is the membership area of our little operation. And bulk of the website is totally free. The membership costs you a little bit, and it gets some additional kind of things. For example, one of the things I just did the last couple of days is I collected a bunch of Mexican buckeye seed, and also some new fresh inland sea oat seed. So I got a ton of it. So new members of the Organic Club of America will receive, I assume this will be okay with Doug and everybody, that the new members will get some Mexican buckeye seed that I've harvested, that I've grown and harvested, and also the inland sea oats, which is a terrific native grass. It's incredibly powerful for erosion control and just a very decorative, beautiful, tall grass. Not too tall, about 3 feet tall is how tall it gets. And once it gets growing, it'll form its own seed heads, and you can harvest a seed head and expand the growth if you want to. Some people have admonished me to not recommend it too highly because it can become somewhat invasive. I haven't found that to be the case. I've got it growing all over the place in places where I want it. And where it pops up, where it's unwanted, the little seedlings that first get started are very delicate. They pull out of the ground real easy and aren't any problem. But once they get started, it has an incredibly dense crown and helps with erosion control and locks the soil in place. The little Mexican buckeye trees, the seed for them, the little buckeyes, and they're about the size of a small marble, you will have 100% success in growing them. It's one of the reasons I like to use it. It's good for adults, but especially for kids that want to grow something and you want to make sure it germinates and grows. This is really a good one, even better than growing oak trees from acorns. Easier to get the little trees started. The Mexican buckeye is an ornamental tree. Gets to be maybe 20, 25 feet tall, something like that. We're growing sun or shade. Has purple flowers in the spring that usually bloom after the red buds bloom. And so you have an extended period of bloom on your ornamental trees when you add the Mexican buckeye to the mix. And then it has really pretty yellow fall color. Some years it's spectacular yellow fall color. The other thing related to what we were talking about hardiness that I meant to mention was that some people advise folks not to plant certain things at this time of the year in the fall. Well, especially in the South, and even farther north than I am, which is the Dallas-Fort Worth area, this is one of the best times, if not the best time, to plant plants, trees and other woody plants and permanent things especially. But for us in this area, and for sure south of here, planting grass, turf, solid sod, all of the landscaping that you need to plant, it's a great time to do it. Is there any risk of freeze damage? Yeah, if we had a winter like we had in 1983 and 84, you might lose some stuff, but you're going to lose permanent planting if we have a winter like that again. So planting solid sod of any kind, Bermuda, Buffalo, St. Augustine grass, Zoysia, and, of course, bluegrass and fescue and the cool season grasses, no problem at all to plant them at this time of the year. In fact, it's a very good time. If it was a bad time, the landscape companies would be in trouble. They're planting all the time. Golf course superintendents are planting new sod and replacement grasses year-round. You can plant seed, ryegrass, fescue, the cool season things, all through the winter. All the temperature needs to be is above about 45 degrees to get some germination and get things growing if you have some bare areas where you need to plant something. So give it a whirl. Let me see what else I had for you before we go to the phones. Telephone number, and there's one line open at 866-444-3478. Next up is Diane in Aledo, Texas. Hi, Diane.
You're getting all these calls from Illinois. Did you know Aledo, Texas was named for Aledo, Illinois?
I did not know that.
Well, I have a spring bouquet viburnum that has maxed out. It's 6 feet by 8 feet, and it's way too fat. And I was wondering, how much can I take off of it?
You can take off quite a bit, Diane, if you do the pick pruning instead of shearing. If you shear, you're going to end up with a bunch of sticks.
It's Christmas tree shaped currently.
Do you want to keep it that way?
Yes. It's just too fat.
Okay. You can still pick prune. It's just a little bit more of an art to do it. What you do is you take the longest shoots and follow them back down into the plant and snip them off down inside the plant. You don't shear out on the outside.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That way you effectively reduce the size and you keep the soft shape and you maintain foliage out on the outside edge.
Okay. All right. I will try that.
And this is a spring bouquet viburnum?
Yes.
How in the world did you get it to form into a Christmas tree shape?
Oh, just keep trimming it like twice a year.
Okay.
We don't get a whole lot of blooms because of the
trimming. Yeah, that would ruin the bloom pretty much. Well, that's good. Is it healthy looking and all?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Very. It's my husband did an all organic flower bed, and the stuff out there is just, I mean, it's probably 8 or 9 years old.
Okay, great.
And it's just huge.
Send me a picture of it. I'd love to see it and show it off.
Okay, great. All right. And also wanted to pick your brain about, I've always heard that the blue bonnets need the fall rains. Did the fall rains come soon enough?
Well, there's a little misconception about that. What the blue bonnets actually need, and if you think about when nature throws the blue bonnet seed down on the ground, when does that happen? It happens late spring, early summer, right?
Right.
So they lay there in the heat and the ultraviolet rays and the sunshine during the summer, and then they start getting some rains in the fall. The rains probably are part of it. But we found on some commercial projects years ago where we did some testing that we got better establishment of wildflowers, especially blue bonnets and Indian paintbrush, when we planted in the summer, not waiting till the fall. So would it be better if you'd planted earlier? The answer is yes.
Well, these are on acreage that we just let go back there.
Uh-huh.
And every year for the last 10 years has been less and less.
Well, you're going to see the blue bonnets do fine except for one issue. If the rains continue, which is possible, what happens from the rains continuing is a bigger problem than not having enough rain or having too much rain in the fall. If they continue into the spring, you're going to have the cool season grasses like rescue grass and things like that growing like crazy.
We have had that before, yes.
And they'll shade out the bluebonnets. They'll keep the production of bluebonnets down.
Well, dang it.
Yeah. What you want to have is kind of moderate rain off and on and kind of droughty, almost crummy conditions for the bluebonnets to really do their best show.
Well, put that in for me, and I'll send you a picture on Facebook.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And by the way, people can send us pictures on Facebook, facebook.com/thedirtdoctor, or send them on the form that's Ask Howard or at info@dirtdoctor.com, any of those.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to texasorganicresearchcenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at texasorganicresearchcenter.org today. That's texasorganicresearchcenter.org. Again, texasorganicresearchcenter.org.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And a couple people sent me a note on the hose that I was trying to remember. I actually thought it was water right, and it was. It's the hose that somebody asked me about that's so great. It's called WaterRightInc.com is the website, and it's R-I-G-H-T, WaterRightInc.com. It's a great hose and not easily available in stores. It is available online at their website here. They make two sizes. One is a little bit bigger diameter than the other, and it's what it costs a little more, I'm sure, but it's my favorite. I like both of them. But the one that's a little bit bigger is my personal favorite. Garlic Mike is on the horn with us, calling from Dallas. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I've got about a 7-foot-tall bay leaf tree. I put it in a shady spot, and I didn't place it well about 4 years ago. And it hasn't grown well. It's real thick, and the leaves at the middle part of the tree are just super, super dense, but it didn't get any height to it until about the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I want to move it over into a sunnier part of the yard.
Okay.
When do I do that?
This afternoon.
Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. It has a, like I was saying earlier about bay, they have a normally an incredibly dense root system. And it'll probably move without even realizing that you've moved it, Mike, if you do it right away. Water it in really, really heavily and then lay off and let the rain take care of it pretty much for the winter unless we get into a really long dry period.
And then when do I pick prune to thin it out?
Why would you want to do that?
It's just really, really dense. I just wanted to lighten it up, and I wanted to take some of the leaves out.
Oh, I got you. Okay. You can do it anytime. I'd go ahead and move it over and probably thin it out. Go ahead and thin it out now. It's not going to make any difference. Of course, use all the foliage that you cut away, you know.
Well, that's why I want to cut it off is for culinary use. I'm not going to, you know, butcher it out. I need to take, probably about 100 leaves or so off of it.
No, it won't hurt it a bit, and you shouldn't have any trouble moving it right now.
Excellent. Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Howard.
Okay, Mike, talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Let's see. Was there something else that I needed to not forget to tell you? I'm so bad. Oh, yeah, there was something else. Mary Rose said that we're back on the air in Philly. Somebody called. And so I don't know what the heck's going on there. We're either at a different time or they've gone from 3 hours to 1 hour or whatever. But there's a point to bringing that up again. For those of you who get my show, and we're on, you know, coast to coast and border to border all over the place, and we're on for everybody, though. If your radio station doesn't carry all 3 hours, no problem. We're on live streamed on dirtdoctor.com for you. So you can listen while we're doing the show, or you can listen to the podcast, which were put up, you know, a day or two after the show and left there in the archives. Or you can go to the app store and get the Dirt Doctor app or your phone and listen to us there. All kinds of ways to have to endure the Dirt Doctor. Let's see who's next. Doris, I believe, at Cedar Creek Lake. Hi, Doris.
Good morning. I was just pulled up the, I'm turning off the volume. Okay.
There you go.
I was just looking up your buckeye tree, and Mexican buckeye you were talking about?
Yeah.
It's a very pretty tree, and I like the fact that it, you know, it's like a 20 by 20. It's not huge.
Yeah, it's a wonderful ornamental tree, and I think it fits in perfectly in a garden with other ornamental trees or to use it as an understory.
Yeah.
It will get thicker and have better color and more flowers and more of the unusual pods that have the seed on it if it's out in full sun, but it will grow in the shade also.
I've got a perfect spot then.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to know, how hard would it be for me to get some of the seed from you?
Well, we're giving them away to the people that join the Organic Club of America, so that's the easiest way to get some seed. We'll send you that and some inland sea oats, although you can go to a nursery that sells organic products. They normally are the people that sell native plants, and they may have some in stock for you.
Oh, okay. It kind of, in the picture, Howard, it looks like a redbud sort of.
It does a little bit. The leaves don't, but the flowers, the foliage, the flowers in the spring are kind of redbud looking. They're a little darker, and they're a little bit different arrangement.
Oh, okay. It is pretty dark. But one last question, if you have a minute.
Sure.
Okay, I called you a while back about my pomegranate tree dying boom, real quick. I don't know why. The wind blew it over, but before that happened, there was new pomegranate tree coming up from the ground.
Right, I remember talking to you.
And now the dead tree has blown over, I'm seeing that the little tree doesn't have anything to brace itself up against, and it's extremely weak. It's laying over, almost touching the ground. I know you don't advertise to tie things up, but I don't know what to do other than that, and I don't want to do it wrong.
I would just drench it really well with Garrett juice right now, and in the spring, assuming it's in full sun, that was one of the issues we had with ours. Ours got a little bit too shaded, but if it's in full sun in the spring, it'll take off with the organic fertilizing and do fine.
Okay, I'm not going to tie that thing good. That's
nah, you don't need to.
Thank you so much. I love listening to your show.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's get back to the phones. Let me see who's going to be first. Blair, I think, in Anna, Texas. Hi, Blair.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
All right, so I work at the Fresh and Local Produce in Melissa, and along with fruits and vegetables that we sell to the community. We also sell the farm fresh, local free-range eggs.
Right.
And I was wondering if you have or have any experience with using chicken poop or eggshells in strengthening the soil.
Well, sure. There's chicken manure-based fertilizers out there all over the place. They're one of the most common ones. My first experience with using chicken manure goes all the way back to being a kid in Pittsburgh, Texas, because Pilgrim's Pride, you know, is there, and they used to use the raw chicken manure from the eggplant to put on the golf course where I used to play. So, you know, I was around it early on, and we still are. There's good and bad about chicken manure. Chicken manure is a very hot manure. Any kind of poultry is. So it really needs to be composted before it's used. Back in the day when it was put out bare, it smelled terrible, and it was really...
Oh, it's not so bad.
It smelled pretty bad, and it was... It just, you know, there's a better way to do it. If you compost it, what that does is buffer it and just makes it much more bioavailable. It stimulates the microbes a lot better. You don't have the risk of burn and all that kind of thing. The only other negative about chicken manure, and unfortunately it's still an issue to a degree, and that is some of the big producers, if not all of them, use some growth hormones and some nasty chemicals in the feed. One of the things they used to use as a growth regulator was arsenic.
Oh.
And if you want to really be careful, you do some testing to make sure that that's not a problem. Having a little bit of background arsenic in the soil is no problem. In fact, that's a natural kind of thing to happen. But if arsenic is too high, obviously, it becomes a problem just like any heavy metal would.
And does that, I mean, our chickens, we have about 20, and we're all about doing the natural route with their feed. So I assume that those levels would be lower and therefore would strengthen the produce that we grow from the garden, correct?
Yeah, if you're using chickens that are being raised with the natural organic techniques and especially free range and stuff like that, there's no problem at all in using it straight without composting it and not worrying about the heavy metals at all. It's just the only one thing to continue to worry about if you do that is that it is a very, very hot fertilizer and can burn plants when used fresh if you overdo it.
So what's the fancy best way to collect the manure?
Well, the best way to do it would be to collect it and mix it into sawdust or shredded tree trimmings or something like that, ground up leaves. You see what I mean? So you add some carbon to that high nitrogen manure that you have, and then you just have a much better product on your hands if you do that. Plus, you have more volume.
Okay, super. Well, if you're ever in the North Dallas area, you'll have to come on by and check out our place.
Well, I would love to. Send me an email and remind me, and I would love to come by sometime.
All right, super duper. And yeah, we have lots of fresh vegetables from local farmers, and we're actually running low on eggs. So if any of the listeners have eggs, they chickens slack off in the winter because I guess they need at least 10 hours of sunlight to lay.
Send me an email and I'll come see you.
All right, super. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Blair.
Bye.
Yeah, more and more of that's happening around the country, and we're delighted about that, around the world for that matter. Here's Mark in Cleburne, Texas. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Howard. Before I get to my question, one of your favorite trees, and this may or may not be new to you, there is a new Shantung maple that's called Fire Dragon. It's supposed to have the really deep, deep red color that everybody grows a maple for. I don't know if you knew about that.
Yeah, I do know about it. I like Shantung, and like I've talked to people about, I have it on Facebook now. I've planted them in the past. I wouldn't plant a whole lot of them anymore, though. I think that little flaw with the sensitivity to air pollution is an issue. And I think the big tooth is a far, far superior plant.
Okay. Well, anyway, I would just pass it along that.
No, it's a pretty plant. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, just so for a specimen, that might be something to look into, right?
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. My question is, Howard, we're out in the country and have some metal buildings, fortunately, pretty far off, but they kind of show up. We want to plant along a fence row to, you know, for a site break, and I know you're not supposed to just plant into a straight line to do that. Help me on how to think about planting so I don't plant just with a straight line of shrubs.
Well, I think anybody planting a screen, screen planting anywhere in the country, I'd recommend the same basic philosophy, and that is put in a mixture of evergreen plants that have a variety of sizes and textures, and I would put in a few deciduous plants, too, to have the spring flowering and the fall coloring. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and in Cleburne, where you are, I'd start off with our native eastern red cedar, and I put in some different sizes of it, not all the same size. and I would put in some, probably some hollies, some of the big hollies like Nellie R. Stevens and Yaupon would be the two that would top the list for me. I would look at things like maybe the Walters Viburnum, which is one of my new favorite plants. I just think it's terrific. It has loaded with white flowers in the spring and is kind of semi-evergreen.
And Howard, that's Walters?
It's Walters Viburnum. Yeah, it's a little bit, it's going to be a little bit harder to find. It has small leaves about the size of Yaupon holly leaves. It'll grow just about anywhere in the country. It's a terrific little plant. And it's tough as nails. It's just really a tough plant. And I would probably
recommend that over a rusty black haw. You would recommend that.
Rusty black haw would be fantastic if you can find any. It's very frustrating to me right now that some of those native plants like rusty black haw viburnum and Carolina buckthorn, which would be another good choice, are just extremely hard to find.
Of the two viburnum, the Walters or the rusty black haw, which would you recommend, if assuming I find both?
Well, I think they're completely different plants. I think that they're both great. I would save the rusty black haw viburnum probably for a more specimen location and use the Walters in the screen deal. I tell you something else I'd do, Mark. I'd put some big trees, big plants in. I'd put some live oaks. You wouldn't have to put real large ones. Put them in there and let them grow. There's a semi to completely evergreen red oak that you could consider also, and it's called Canby red oak.
And well, the only reason we're not looking at trees is because there are some hills behind these, so we don't want to go too tall.
Okay, that's fine. Look at if you're looking at smaller scale plants, also look at Agarita. Agarita is a native evergreen, well-armed, so you got to be careful with that aspect of it. But if you get some good-sized ones, that'd be good, too. They're very slow-growing, but it would be an excellent barrier plant. The other one that you might want to look at if you're looking at a screen plant is the one I use for barriers when I don't want anybody to walk through an area, and it's called Trifoliate Orange. And it's the rootstock that a lot of citrus is grown on. And it's hardy. It won't freeze to death here. And it is an interesting-looking citrus. It does have fruit. It's inedible, but it has evergreen leaves, and it is has great big large thorns.
Well, and the Mexican buckeye, just unpruned, would probably work there too, right?
Yeah, it'd be fine. It's deciduous. It'll be bare in the winter, but it's decorative in the winter because it has the seed pods that hold the buckeyes, and it's really a cool little tree.
Well, the deciduous is fine because these are far enough away. Just if there's some twigs there, you know, that'll kind of block the view. We're also looking at pomegranates and abelias and iliacs.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, abelia would be real good.
So, but again, back to my original question, just it's okay if I'm having enough different ones to go on and plant in a line, or how do I think about
that? No, don't put them in a line. Stagger them around. Put the taller ones in the background and the medium ones in the middle and the smallest ones in the front, and don't even make a straight line of them. Really let them move around and zigzag. One of the planting techniques that some landscape architects in the past have used is to go out and throw out some kind of tennis balls or acorns or rocks or something, and wherever they landed, plant there. You know, just completely random arrangement of the plants. But put the big ones, the biggest ones, in the back.
All right. So you think I will be able to find this Walters Viburnum easier than Rusty Black Haw?
No, a little bit. Give it a shot and get to work, okay?
Thank you, Howard.
I'll see you, Mark. Thanks. Let's see who's next. It's Bill in Brooklyn, Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hi, good morning. I called you a couple of months ago. We've got an acre and a half of clay soil out by Lake Nacogdoches we're going to be building our home on, and I called you about mulching or clearing the underbrush there, and you gave me a recommendation to mulch it. I did that, and it's just wonderful, all the mulching fibers and everything was put back in the land. And so
yeah.
be what we have to deal with on the footprint of our property. We saved several of the mature evergreens, black walnuts, dogwoods, and white oaks on the land there. And what I'm concerned about is when we start construction and they bring these heavy trucks in to do one thing or another, to bring supplies and all those kinds of things, that I want to protect the trees that I want to save. What do I do to make sure that those trees survive the construction period?
Well, I tell you what I do, Bill. It's a two-step process, and if you do it right, it really works well.
Okay.
The first one is to get with the contractor, and y'all come up with an agreement as to what the envelope is that he or she needs to build your house.
Okay.
As far as the access,
okay,
you know, egress and in and out, and then establish what that envelope is that you're going to allow him or her to put the storage, to build, to be able to move around to build the property. And outside of that envelope, you completely fence that area off. So
okay,
no matter how careful he says he will be with the, moving around on the site, that he can't get in there. All I'm right. going to have to finish when I come back, okay? Hang on. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Be back with you right after this.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I was talking to Bill in Brooklyn, Texas, about protecting trees on a new construction project. Bill, you still there?
Yes.
What you need to do is establish this envelope of what the contractor needs to have and literally build a fence. What I recommend is that's best is a temporary chain link fence, which you can rent. The contractors can get that for you.
Okay.
And put it up so that it completely closes in the area that you do not want anybody getting into. If you just put up a barrier and say, stay out of that area over there, or if you put up plastic fence or something else, the people that work on the site, it's just human nature. They're going to go in there and sit under the trees and store things and park their car under the trees and stuff. So you have to set up a physical barrier that they cannot get through. Now, the next thing I would do is I'd put shredded native tree trimmings in the area you may already have where the house is going to be built so that they actually have – the contractors actually have to be walking and driving on shredded tree trimming layer to build the house.
Okay.
They can scrape it away where they need it scraped away, but where they're just doing circulation and moving and storing things and traveling – the bare soil keeps completely covered with the shredded tree trimmings. You'll be amazed if you do that how healthy the soil will be when you finish the project and pull everything off and start to grow your plants.
Sure. Is there a certain amount of distance from the tree flares that I want this roped-off area protected?
Well, you do the envelope, and that's just a practical matter, you got to allow the proper distance to build the house, you know.
Sure.
Just try to stay as far away from the trees as you can.
Okay.
If there ends up being any trees that are right on the fence line or inside the fence line, you know, that you can't avoid and you still want to try to save them, what you do there is you put the 2x4s up against the trunk of the tree and wire it loosely so equipment can't run into the tree trunks. Sure. And keep the mulch, you know, around the base very carefully there. And you can save trees even if they're inside the envelope where the construction's going on. But outside that envelope, is if you just keep the fence up and you've already got the mulch there, that's really all you need to do.
Should I be concerned with the mulching equipment that came in there to clear out my underbrush and everything with the compacting of the soil? It's pretty heavy clay soil up there.
No, I'd just put the mulch in there and leave it there. If you spray some Garrett juice in there at some point in time, that'd be a good thing. But the main thing is just keeping the mulch there and keeping the soil covered.
Great. Thanks. Good advice. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
And let's see what else. We said we weren't going to take any more calls, Mary Rose, and now we don't have any. So let me finish up by saying a couple things. First of all, SPCA, again, the one in Dallas, we've got Macchiato, I guess that's how it's pronounced, is the featured dog at the Dallas SPCA right now, and he's a real cutie. So check him out. Also, Blondie and Karma are available from past weeks. Wherever you are, it's just a great thing to do to support your rescue organizations. And it doesn't matter whether you want a standard poodle or a Great Pyrenees or a Doberman Pinscher or what, or just a mutt of any kind. There are rescue organizations out there that help with all those different kinds of dogs and kitty cats as well. So if you're thinking about a new pet, that is definitely the way to go. Remember that we've got some things for you. Some of them are completely free and I think will be really helpful to you. If you're new to listening to my show, this natural organic program is very simple, and we simplify it even more by giving you in writing how you do it. It's the current newsletter that is going out or has just gone out. It's the kind of an update of the basic organic program. You can see it under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's there, but we put it in a newsletter just to make it available for people that weren't necessarily looking under that button on the homepage. Under that button is also all the other basic stuff, how you do the organic fruit and pecan tree program, how you do the rose program, how you make Garrett juice, how you make the tree trunk goop, and all that. And then if you want to join the Organic Club of America, we'd love to have you on board. It tells you how to join and how all that works on the homepage. You can get the newsletter sent to you free weekly by simply filling out the form that's there on the homepage. Or you can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and say, hey, I want to get the free newsletter. You also can get some seed. The Inland Sea Oats and the Mexican Buckeye tree that we talked about earlier are going to go up to the people that are new joiners or re-up for, you know, more period of time for the members area. It's called the Organic Club of America. The nonprofit website is dirtdoctor.com. Texas Organic Research Center. It's now the freestanding website that contains all the research that we have accumulated from other people and a lot of information that we've developed ourselves. Texas Organic Research Center. And that'll about do it for this week. I've enjoyed being with you. A lot of interesting calls from all across the country. Enjoy your gardens, and I hope your weather is decent enough to do some gardening. It's a great time in the fall to do a lot of planting and transplanting and a lot of things. Go to our website if you got a question, and I'll see you next week. Until that time, enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you next time.